Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, June 12th, and you're watching Wing TV from an undisclosed location. I'm Jeff Rent.
And I'm Daryl Bradford Smith. We are sitting in today as substitute co-hosts for Wing TV for Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. And since Mr. Rents and myself are both afraid to show our identities or even a photograph of ourselves, I should say an authentic photograph of ourselves, we're wearing these bags today so nobody out there watching it can know who we really are.
And to trick the Zionists.
Yeah, there you go. Good one, Jeff. Good one. Now, to start the show off today, Lisa and Victor wanted us to know that they're beginning a new segment on Wing TV. It's called their weekly viewer poll, where they're going to ask everybody a question. And this week's question is, who is the biggest shill, the biggest psyop, the biggest agent in the Patriot movement or the alternative media? Go to the Wing TV homepage. You'll see it. Send your responses. And then next Monday, they're going to come out with the results of this poll. So who is the biggest shill, the biggest agent, the biggest rat in the alternative media? So, Jeff,
you want my answer to that?
Nope, you're not allowed. You're part of the show.
I think it's you.
Well, as a matter of fact, Rents, if I had to cast a vote, I'd vote for you. Because everybody knows you're the biggest shill in this whole movement. How about those articles?
No.
How about those
I'm
articles?
I'm just a compulsive liar.
How about those articles that came out last week? What's this thing with your lawyer? Where you hire a lawyer and you try to scare this woman into signing some kind of phony statement that your lawyer wrote up for? What were you trying to do?
I don't know. I should have gotten someone other than my real estate attorney.
Well, anyway, now, to
next
start
time.
Things off today, if anybody out there even cares, Art Bell of Coast to Coast AM is going to make his grand reappearance next Saturday night on Coast to Coast AM. And Jeff, I mean, isn't that show you do really nothing more than a cheap ripoff of what Art Bell's been doing?
I'm so much more well-modulated than Art Bell. My guests are better. I have class. Besides, he doesn't have Mario Lanza.
I mean, don't you talk about ghost people and shadow people and Bigfoot and all that? I mean, it seems like us, it's just like a poor man's version of Coast to Coast AM, kind of like the internet version.
Do you realize who you're talking to? You're talking to a Talkers Magazine Top 100 radio show host.
This year?
A seven-time Peabody Award nominee.
Who? Are you on Talkers Magazine this year?
No, well.
How about 2005?
Listen, Black Mamba.
How about 2004? 2003? 2002? 2000?
Must we muddy when? The water with facts?
Oh, you don't want facts to ruin the argument. Mm-hmm. I get it. Okay, I see. So, anyway now, Art Bell, I hear from inside sources. These are my sources in France, since I live in France. And I keep saying I want to save America, but I'm not going to live in America.
How do we know you live in France?
Well, it don't matter where I live, because even though I keep talking about saving America, I'm not moving to America.
What dance school does your wife work at?
I'm not talking about that stuff right now. Uh-huh. No, you're not supposed to know anything whatsoever about me. But Art, let's get back to Art Bell, Jeff. Art Bell, he's going to broadcast a show from Manila in the Philippines, and I guess his first topic, it's kind of like a how-to show, really. It's how to forget about your dead wife in 3 days and go chasing after a 21-year-old girl in the Philippines. That's going to be the first subject of conversation. Then he's going to also say how you, too, can find yourself a mail-order bride from the Philippines. And another thing he's going to talk about is cradle robbing and pigtails. Something about pigtails, you know?
Let's get back to you. What's the deal with your birth certificate saying one name and your Social Security card saying another name?
Well, see, then Art Bell, I can't hear that, Jeff. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that question. Art Bell, then, he's also going to talk about this Sounds of Hell. Has anyone ever heard that? He plays this video where supposedly some oil workers went down inside an oil well, put a microphone down there, and it was supposed to be the sounds of hell coming out of the ground. Well, what really happened was somebody called into Ian Punnett's show this week and said they sent this clip to Art Bell years ago and said it was all just a joke. But instead of Art playing it off as a joke, he's been making it real for like the last 5 years. Kind of like the shadow people stuff.
Is your real name Daryl Setters? Forget Art Bell. Well, is your real name Daryl Setters?
I go by Daryl Setters sometimes.
You were born Daryl Bradford Smith.
Daryl Bradford.
You were adopted by people named Setters.
That's true. What's your point?
Well, why don't you tell people what your real name is?
Daryl Bradford Smith. Today. That doesn't mean...
What's your phone number? Because the number that we have for you is not a working number.
I'm not going to give that out. I don't give that information. Nobody is supposed...
Do you really sit with a shotgun on your lap?
No. What are you talking
Hello?
About, Jeff? What are you talking about, Jeff?
I'm talking about you sitting with a shotgun laying across your lap while you're talking to the wingnuts on the phone.
This bag is annoying. I can't believe I do every single show with this bag on my head.
Well, it's better than people knowing who we really are.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's weird. I can't believe how all these other idiots, Jeff, all these other idiots in the alternative media actually have the guts to show their face. We're the only two smart ones, you know? We never show our face, ever.
Think you're smart?
Yes, sir.
Then how come you're constantly making allegations against people that have no basis in fact?
Everything.
Not that I should talk.
Everything I've ever said on my show is true. Everything
Daryl... Are you a crypto-human?
Everything Daryl Bradford Smith says is true. You can take that to the bank.
What about Daryl Setters?
You're the one who's at the nest of the whole GCN conspiracy anyway. I've brought that out on the show.
That's why we have those wingnuts clucking and flapping all around the nest.
Yeah. Why don't you tell us about this little... About this little nest that you run there at GCN.
Why don't you tell us about your charge that John Kaminsky gets $3,000 to $5,000 paid to him by people of ill repute?
Yeah,
Such as yourself with your extensive criminal background?
Let's not bring that up today.
What about your arrest record?
Well, how about you...
Still hitting the sauce?
How about you... How about you saying that you worked in the mainstream media for 12 years, did 5,000 different on-air broadcasts.
Over 5,000.
Yeah, over 5,000.
That's right.
Yet, we can only track down one employer you've had that you've worked at for 11 months, and when Victor and Lisa requested that you put out your resume, just so everybody can see what a stellar career you had in the mainstream media, you won't do it. How many people have you worked for, Jeff?
Oh, I've worked for many, many people. I have a 10 to 12 year history.
Yeah, and you did how many broadcasts?
On another planet.
How many broadcasts?
Over 5,000 newscasts.
5,000 different newscasts.
You bet, buddy.
And how many of, and you were in mainstream journalism too? Wrote articles?
Absolutely. Me and Daniel Hopsicker both worked for NBC.
And how many of these articles can people find on the internet or really anywhere? Can they find them anywhere?
Well, that depends on which internet you're talking about. Remember, there are two internets.
Well, I don't know anything about those two.
Ask George Bush.
Yeah, yeah.
So, ask Al Gore.
So what you're basically saying is, I'm going to ask you point blank, on air, Wing TV, are you going to disclose your resume for everybody to see? Are you going to do that?
Are you?
No, I'm not going to, because I never said I worked in the mainstream media.
No, but you said you were a chef, you said you were a professor, yet your bio information on your website is so generic, it's almost non-existent. There's absolutely not one specific point of information on that whole bio.
Well, who's coming up with this information anyway?
Who came up with the Black Mamba?
Yeah, who came up with this? Who came up with all your information? Where are you getting your information from? How do we know it's
a
credible source?
That I have the best news people surrounding me. The best.
Oh, so you're getting your stuff from Carl Schwartz, is that it? Carl Schwartz?
Carl Schwartz actually is in the middle of doing a criminal background investigation on you, Daryl.
He is?
Yeah.
Well, he's not coming on this show. He's not coming on the French Connection. He's not talking about it there. He's not talking about it anywhere.
Is that what you call the French Connection? A show?
I'm not. He's not coming anywhere. Well, he can go to GCN, the nest. That's where you are, the nest of the conspiracy. But he's not. These bags are annoying as hell.
That's why we like to do radio.
Yeah.
But you know what? The bag saves the audience because you really don't have a face for radio for TV.
Well,
you don't even really have one for radio.
No one's gonna see this face. No one's ever gonna see this.
You should
face.
Get into wigs.
I don't care. Well, speaking of which, does anybody want to see Jeff Rentz's wig? Here's what he keeps it in. He keeps it in a box. You didn't think I had this, did you? The Jeff Rentz wig. Here it is. Let me just show you a little bit of, see?
What are you doing with my hair?
Look, I'll show you. I can't show you the Jeff Rentz wig. Here it is.
See, this is the difference between me and you, Jeff.
He keeps it in a white box, a carnation.
Is it true that you really... Okay. I think Daryl's drunk again. Is it true?
You never thought anyone would see that, did you?
What a punch. Is it true that you tried to knife your brother to death and he chased you, you know, you ran him out of his own home, chased him out of his own home because he told
Where did
you
that
were a slob?
Where did that lie come from?
Well, that's
from?
What Carl Schwartz told me. He said, you tried to knife your brother to death, you chased him out of his own home because he told you you need to stop being a slob or leave. Is it true? Did you try to knife your own brother to death?
Well, so we're talking about Art Bell, and he's making
Forget
his
Forget Art Bell. I want to know about you, knifing your brother.
How about Bigfoot? Do you still write stories, or do you still post stories on your site about Bigfoot and shadow people? Bigfoot?
This is Bigfoot? Breaking news. It's relevant information.
This is credible.
You need to know.
Well, how about
what are you talking about?
How about your buddy Greg Zemanski? Let's see what you have to say about him. Look at this article. This comes from June 9th. I guess that's last Friday, 2006. Here's the title, Rents. This is one of your buddies. When the Illuminati says look down, look up to Saturn for radiation shower that may kill billions. That sounds like something perfect for your site.
You know what I think you are?
Saturn and radiation.
I think you're a government asset. I think you're COINTELPRO. This is an obvious psyop tactic.
Look, the Jeff Rentz. Wait.
How do we know you have any hair?
You're not going to ever see this face.
Oh, yeah?
No one's ever going to see this face. Well, how about your buddy, your best friend, Mr. Alex Jones? How do you answer for his antics over the last weekend where he went up to Bilderberg?
I don't have to answer for Alex Jones because Alex Jones has a big enough mouth to answer for himself.
Well,
Alex Jones is God.
It says here.
Next to me, of course.
This is off the Propaganda Matrix site. It says that on orders of the Bilderberg group, that he was detained for 15 hours of a nightmare interrogation. 15 hours.
4 hours, 12 hours, 15 hours. Let's not muddy the water with facts.
But see, then I get this email from someone named Brian, and they go to the Ottawa Citizen newspaper. That's what it's called. And it says, actually, I'll just read it. Alex Jones was rude to the visa officers at the airport and ended up apologizing. It appears that Alex was purposely rude to the visa officer so as to make his entry into Canada dramatic.
Don't you understand what happened there? There's one road. It's Alex's road. Everybody should get off his road, including the Canadian customs officials.
Does that include Jim Tucker, who is like the authority on Bilderberg, who's been covering Bilderberg since 1975?
Yeah, Jim Tucker. Alex was there.
And then it says that after he deliberately made the customs officers irate so they would arrest him and detain him, that this would show that he is of the people and that the world leaders live in fear that Alex Jones will expose them.
You got a problem?
This is the biggest phony baloney crap I've ever seen. Jim Tucker's been following Bilderberg.
His name is Daryl Setters.
Jim Tucker's been following Bilderberg for 31 years. And the way he does it is, he doesn't go and make a big production going across the state line or a country's line. What he does is he slides into the country, plays it cool, keeps undercover, and gets the story. See, what happens when you go in there and deliberately act like an asshole and make a production out of everything, what it does is it puts a light on yourself. Now, how is he going to ever get a story when everybody there knows Alex Jones is in town now? The whole thing was nothing but a publicity stunt. Here's a carpetbagger, a freaking carpetbagger
Look
that goes into
talking.
Canada.
You're not French. You're not from France. And by the way, Black Mamba, since you're so big and brave and bad, how do you expect to fight the New World Order or the whole Zionist agenda from across the pond, as they say, in France?
Yeah.
Why don't you get your ass back over here to America?
I'm thinking, here's Jim Tucker. The guy's been covering Bilderberg for 31 years. He goes up there to Canada.
Do you notice how he never answers a question?
He goes up there to Canada, and he's going to try to play it cool, be clandestine. And all of a sudden, then there's this big hoopla. Here's Alex Jones, and he's going, oh, God. All the crap I have to put up with trying to get the Bilderberg story. Then I have this asshole, Alex Jones, come into town. And just everything, it's like a sideshow. It's like a freak show.
Let's talk about your criminal record.
So, how long was Alex detained for? He said, on his website, 15 hours. He called in to Jack Blood, who was sitting in on his show, said 15 and a half hours. Then another report from Alex said he was detained for 12 hours. Then you read the Canada papers, the Canadian papers, and it said he was detained for 4 hours. Which one is it?
Hey, Daryl, are you
Jewish? Have you talked?
Daryl.
I'm not a crypto Jew. I'm not any kind of Jew.
Oh, well, that's what the wingnut said, too. But you still made a point of reinforcing that false allegation. What do you base that on? What about the Michael Zabor murder? You came out and you issued a lot of opinions based upon...
I don't need to have a basis for my article.
You didn't even have a remote viewer to help you out like I do.
I don't need a basis. I don't need credibility. I say what I want to. Daryl Bradford Smith says whatever the hell he wants to. And you remember that,
Rentz. That's why nobody's listening to you.
You remember that, Rentz. Just because you're still the head of the nest over there at GCN. I wouldn't go back to GCN if they begged me to come back.
There's no worry about that. They're not going to beg you to come back.
Yeah. Well, you got me mad now. You got me mad now.
Okay, let's talk about your criminal record.
Let's talk about...
Did you really try to knife your brother?
Let's talk about UFOs.
Are you a psychotic?
Let's talk
UFOs?
About, yeah, let's talk about UFOs.
What about them?
Let's talk about them. Why do you post all that crap on your site? Don't you know that you're destroying the Patriot movement
sightings
by putting all this crap...
are real. Sightings are real.
How about that time
it's
saw...
It's all theater of the mind.
I saw a ghost. A real-life ghost on your site. A picture of a ghost. A real-life ghost.
Well, that's more than what we see of you.
You'll never see more of me.
What are you so afraid of? Are you really ugly?
You'll never find out.
You have an overbite? What?
You're not going to find out. No pictures of Daryl Bradford Smith, ever. Daryl keeps his
identity. Do you really live in Lyon?
Daryl keeps his identity.
Lyon.
People are trying to kill me, Rentz.
People are trying to kill me, too. The Zionists are after me. I showed one email to prove that.
I know the head of the police in my town, and they keep an eye on me because they know the New World Order.
Oh, you mean French intelligence that's watching outside
the New World Order is trying to kill me.
Right.
Well, me and Alex Jones. They've been trying to kill Alex
Daryl,
for 12 years.
If you're really against this whole agenda, this whole Zionist thing, why don't you go after the Holocaust?
No.
Why not?
I've never studied the Holocaust.
Chicken shit?
Well, I'm afraid.
You're afraid? Why?
I don't want to get arrested.
You live in a hate law country?
I don't want to get arrested.
Why do you live in a hate law country if you're going to talk like you have a big mouth?
I'm not coming back to America.
Big tough guy.
America isn't my country anymore.
You know, you're bringing Eric Hupschmidt down in his credibility.
Let's keep Eric out of this.
Not that I really care about credibility.
I mean, if you want to know the truth, I am a little upset with Eric, too.
Why is that?
Because when I said that Victor and Lisa of Wing TV are crypto Jews...
We don't say their names. They're the wingnuts.
He contradicted me on two different occasions and said that they weren't crypto Jews.
Eric's a little excitable.
Well, Eric needs to get on the agenda. He didn't read the script that day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a little upset with Eric because Victor and Lisa are crypto Jews.
We don't say
their
names.
Anything to base that on. But... it doesn't matter.
The wingnuts are COINTELPRO.
When you're Daryl Bradford Smith, you say whatever you want to, and people better accept it, because if they don't, they're crypto Jews too.
I think you're a crypto human.
Well, you know what? I'm so tired of doing this show with you.
Setters,
I'm going to tell you right
Setters.
Now.
Is that a Jewish name?
I'm telling you right now, I will never, ever co-host with you again, Jeff Rentz. You can go back to your wigs. You can go back to your mainstream media. You
can
go back to your
wig. Thank you.
No.
If I had my wig, I wouldn't have to wear this stupid bag on my face.
One last time, the Jeff Rentz wig.
Can I have that, please?
No, you can't. I might even start wearing it. I might start wearing a Jeff Rentz wig, too.
I want to know if you knifed your brother before we end the show.
This has been the
Why
end.
Did you knife your brother? Your brother says you're brilliant,
but you
want to make money the easy way. In other words, he said you're a con man. That was his words.
Well, I fit right in this alternative media, don't I? Look at all the rest of the con
men.
Not
exactly.
Look at all the other con men at GCN. Look at all those con men. that are trying to steal.
I think you're part of the criminal network, Daryl.
I think you are, too. When you vote for the Wing TV, the biggest plant and the biggest shill, Jeff Renz.
You better watch out before I get Jeff my real Renz. Estate attorney yes. after your ass.
Jeff Renz. I won't sign any papers. I don't sign papers. I don't show my identity. That's it. You've been watching Wing TV.